Hi, is this Travis?
This is Travis.
Hi, Travis. This is Sarah with Family First. How's it going?
Hi.
I just spoke to Sodat, your mom's service coordinator, and she had mentioned that you were willing to have somebody come in to assist your mom with her hygiene.
Yeah, because she just needs help washing.
Okay, so I'm going to have to pull some hours from the authorization to accommodate that. So it's going, I can have somebody come by from, what time does she wake up, your mom?
Mom, what time do you wake up? Mom, wait, one question. Let me ask her a question. Mom, do you still want somebody to come by in the morning and wash you up or no? She says no. Never mind. She says no. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want it.
All right. Well, I'm going.
I know you talked to Sardat, but that's something we talked about. But my mom, she's kind of like, she doesn't get up early. She likes to kind of like rest in bed because she's on heavy medication. So she's
I know. It could be any time, even in the evening, just for like a couple of hours so that we can get her to feel better, you know, because if she's not feeling clean, she might not, it can affect other things, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, try to talk to her, and I would love to send someone over, even if it's just every other day for a couple of hours.
She's up right now. You want to talk to her about it?
Yeah, let me talk to her real quick.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Deborah. This is Sarah. How are you?
All right.
Good. Okay, so I spoke to your service coordinator, Sodat. And she said that she feels like you would benefit from a caregiver to come and help you with your hygiene and bathing, because Travis is not comfortable doing that for you, and we want to make sure that you're clean and comfortable.
Okay.
So we're going to have somebody, I'm going to start off with just someone like 3 days a week. So, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll have someone come in just to give you a shower or bathe you and make sure your hygiene is handled. And then if you want someone to come in more often, let me know. And anybody I send over, I'm going to send them to meet you first, okay? So that way, you know, it's not just someone starting. You can speak to them and see them, and then you can decide if you feel comfortable moving forward with that person, okay?
Yeah.
All right, guys. So
hours.
Morning?
Yeah.
Okay, what time do you want someone there?
I'd say 9 o'clock.
9? Okay, so we'll do 9 to 11 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay, and Travis, if you want, if you feel like it's working out well and you want someone to come every day or more often, you can always let me know, all right? But I will call back somebody available so that way you can meet them, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys so much. A woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to make sure someone comes over to help you out with that, because I just want to make sure you're comfortable and healthy, all right?
Yes.
All right, and we'll...
Tomorrow?
No, I'm going to... It's probably not going to start until next week, because I have to find someone.
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon, though.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.